Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Better Small Talk is a nonfiction self-help and communication guide by Patrick King, focused on improving everyday conversation skills. Rather than treating small talk as a shallow social obligation, the book presents it as a practical entry point to rapport, trust, and deeper interaction. Its purpose is to help readers move past awkward silence, filler phrases, and rigid interview-style exchanges by using simple but deliberate conversational techniques. The book is especially aimed at people who feel uncomfortable in networking settings, social gatherings, dating situations, or casual professional interactions. King's approach is action-oriented. He emphasizes preparation, curiosity, active listening, and gradual movement from surface-level topics to more personal or meaningful discussion. As a result, the book sits in the communication and personal development category. But it is more specific than many generic social skills titles because it concentrates on the mechanics of real-time conversation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a four-stage conversation structure for moving beyond surface talk. One of the book's central ideas is that conversation can be understood as a sequence of stages rather than an unplanned exchange. King describes a progression that begins with small talk, moves into fact sharing, then opinion sharing, and finally emotional disclosure. This structure matters because it gives readers a practical way to deepen interaction without forcing intimacy too quickly. Instead of relying on charm or improvisation, the reader learns to recognize which level of conversation is currently happening and what kind of move is appropriate next. That makes social interaction feel less mysterious and more manageable. The framework also explains why many conversations stall people remain in safe factual territory too long or jump to personal topics before trust has developed. By treating conversation as a gradual process, the book shows how rapport is built through sequence, not just content. The result is a method that can be used in networking, friendships, and dating because it balances openness with social timing. Secondly, threading and follow-up questions as tools for natural flow. The book places strong emphasis on threading, which means picking up on a word, idea, or detail in someone's response and using it to generate the next question or comment. This technique keeps conversations from becoming mechanical because it follows the other person's actual language instead of switching randomly to a new topic. King presents this as an alternative to interview mode, where one person fires off disconnected questions without creating continuity. Threading helps the reader sound attentive because each reply shows that the previous statement was heard and processed. The method also reduces pressure to be clever on command, since the next topic often comes directly from what the other person has already offered. In practice, this leads to more organic exchanges and makes it easier to discover mutual interests. The book's larger point is that good conversation is less about having perfect lines and more about maintaining momentum. That makes threading a useful mechanism for sustaining dialogue in both casual and professional settings. Thirdly, storytelling and mini anecdotes as a way to create interest. Better Small Talk argues that stories are often more effective than isolated facts because they give conversation shape, emotion, and memory. King encourages readers to prepare short anecdotes that can be used when needed, which reflects his broader idea of a conversation resume, a mental stockpile of experiences, opinions, and stories ready for social situations. The value of this approach is not performance for its own sake, but conversational relevance. A well-placed story can make a point memorable, show personality, and invite the other person to respond with a related experience. The book also suggests a compact anecdote formula built around brevity, emotional clarity, and a question at the end, which helps prevent monologues from taking over the exchange. This is important because small talk often fails when one person either gives too little or speaks too long. King's advice shows that storytelling works best when it creates connection rather than attention-seeking. In that sense, the book reframes stories as social bridges, not entertainment routines. Fourthly, preparation and warm-up routines that reduce social friction. A distinctive feature of the book is its focus on preparation before conversation begins. King argues that social ease is not purely spontaneous and that people can improve by warming up mentally and verbally before entering a social environment. This includes practicing speech, getting comfortable with emotional expression, and using small interactions to reduce tension. The logic behind this advice is practical. Many awkward conversations are caused less by lack of intelligence than by lack of readiness. A person who enters a networking event or party cold is more likely to hesitate, speak stiffly, or overthink every exchange. By contrast, a warm-up routine creates momentum and lowers self-consciousness. The book also treats brief interactions with strangers as useful practice rather than meaningless chatter, since these short exchanges can calibrate tone and confidence. This makes the book more actionable than many conversation guides because it addresses the conditions that shape performance, not just the content of speech. It acknowledges that comfort is often built before the first full conversation starts. Lastly, curiosity, emotional awareness, and the social value of deeper dialogue. At the core of the book is the belief that meaningful conversation depends on genuine interest in other people. King repeatedly emphasizes open-ended questions, attentive listening, and responsiveness to emotional cues as ways to create depth without forcing it. This gives the book a relational rather than manipulative orientation. The goal is not to impress others with cleverness, but to make them feel heard and comfortable enough to open up. The emotional dimension matters because conversation is not only information exchange, it is also a way of building trust. By showing readers how to notice shifts in tone, interest, and comfort, the book teaches them when to stay light and when to move deeper. This is what distinguishes it from simple lists of questions. It connects technique to human connection, suggesting that the quality of the interaction matters more than the quantity of words exchanged. In that sense, the book argues that better small talk is really about creating conditions for better relationships overall. In conclusion, Better Small Talk is best suited for readers who want practical help with everyday conversation rather than abstract theory. Introverts, professionals, students, job seekers, and anyone who feels stuck in awkward networking or social situations will find the most value here. The book is especially useful for people who want concrete habits for starting conversations, sustaining them, and moving them toward more meaningful exchange. Its main benefit is that it breaks conversation into usable parts: preparation, follow-up, storytelling, emotional awareness, and gradual deepening. That makes it easy to apply in real settings without needing a complete personality change. What sets it apart from many similar books is its focus on structure and repeatable technique. Instead of telling readers to simply be confident or interesting, it explains how conversation can be built step by step through attention, pacing, and topic development. The result is a guide that is practical without being overly technical. Readers looking for a compact, usable framework for better social interaction will likely find it more effective than generic advice books because it connects small talk to the larger goal of trust, comfort, and real connection. If you would like to support Patrick King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.